Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our special Rangers interview of the week for the Player Show, it is a relief pitcher, Chris Martin. How you doing, Chris?
Doing good. How you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks for taking the time to jump on with us. Obviously, you're having a fantastic season this year. How would you evaluate your performance thus far this year?
It's pretty good. Just trying to go out there and win games. Obviously, you know, this year is going a lot better than last year, and just try not to be the guy to mess it up. So,
you know, your numbers jump out. Obviously, it's your best ERA. Was there anything going on mechanically, changes that you made, or is it just comfort factor? What's working for you?
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do. Nothing really mechanically. I think comfort factor has a lot to do with it. Last year, you know, I think I put a little too much pressure on myself to prove who I was, and because I was a new guy, and just came into there this year relaxed and just, you know, just go out there and do my job and put the team in a situation to win. So
we've talked a lot about some of the approach philosophies that are happening on the offensive side with Chris Woodward's ball club, but we haven't talked a lot about maybe some of the approaches that are different within the bullpen. Are there some significant changes, or have you seen noticeable changes with regard to the approach of the pitching staff with this new leadership?
It starts with the starting pitching. You see them go out there and, you know, be aggressive and just go out and pound the strike zone. And, you know, good things tend to happen whenever you limit the walks and make quality pitches. And I think, you know, with Mike and Lance and some of the young guys, Jesse, you know, hopping in there, you know, those guys, they have the no-fear mentality, go out there and pound the zone, and, you know, it carries over into the bullpen. So, you know, that's fun to watch early in the game.
What is the I think it's always interesting how the bullpen guys sort of exist in their own bullpen world. I mean, you're part of a whole team, obviously, and you guys all interact, but the bullpen is an interesting crew of renegade mercenaries, right?
Absolutely,
so what,
yeah.
How would you describe the vibe of this group of guys that you have in the bullpen?
I think it starts with the veteran, Sean Kelly. We did have Chavi down there early in the year, and those two guys, you know, they teach you the ropes, and you know, Kelly's been good about, you know, keeping it light down there, you know, keeping it fun, not to be too serious, and just have a good time and just go out there and do your job. And that's really, as long as you do your job, you know, there's not going to be any problems. So that's kind of the mentality we're taking.
What's been your favorite part of this year personally? Just watching everything and how you guys have overachieved. Is there any part of this that you look back on and you're just like, man, this has been a blast. This is my favorite part of this year.
I think it's just how our team's relentless. You know, even though we've had some bad stretches, you know, we get right back on track. Same thing in the games. There have been a lot of games we've been down early, and we just fight back. And, you know, I noticed that being in the bullpen, because you got to know when your situation's going to come up, and there's games where you're like, oh, I can just relax, you know, I'm maybe not getting this game, and then we're right back in it. So I learned early not to have that mentality, just always be in the game and be ready. I think that's been the best part of this year, is just how our team just keeps fighting back.
Chris, being a guy who was born in Arlington and went to high school in Arlington, and you're, I guess, 33 or 34, right?
33.
Do you remember Arlington Stadium, the old ballpark?
I don't, but it's kind of cool. There's a picture of it, and I kind of can remember a little bit of the way it was set up and looked. But I saw pictures of it, and I'm like, man, it's crazy how much there wasn't around the old stadium. And now there's so much around it, it's kind of cool to
have you thought much about what's going on across the street and just how it's all kind of changing and starting to build up? It's going to be quite different.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think every, you know, we go on a road trip, we come back, and it's just so much more has been done. Those guys are working their butts off, you can tell. And it looks like it's going to be a pretty cool place. And I think obviously a lot cooler inside during the summer, so.
Talking to Chris Martin here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Now, I liked, first of all there, Chris, how KT said you're 33 or 34, and you immediately cut him off and let him know that you were 33 and you weren't hearing any of that 34 business.
Yeah, I'm not quite the 34 yet.
Right. No, fight it off. Fight that off.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I'm still pretty young in this game. Despite my age, you know, I kind of got a little late start, so I still got a young arm, and I just got to make sure the other parts of the body are good to go.
No, I hear you, man. And also, you're right around the age where I started having my kids, and I noticed on your Instagram you got baby girl on there, and in your bio you says you got baby boy on the way. So give us a Martin family update. Start with baby girl and kind of work your way through there.
Yeah, we had our little girl last year, and it's kind of crazy how much she's grown up, and now she's starting to. It's a lot of fun seeing her. She's into baseball. Every time, you know, the game's on TV, she knows dad's out there, and that's really cool to see. And yeah, we got little boy on the way. He'll be here in December, and can't imagine how fast that's going to go by. And just trying to take every moment in that I can.
She didn't demand to go to the Billie Eilish concert coming up in the fall, did she?
That one hasn't been requested.
Yeah. It's coming, trust me. And it happens a lot sooner than you'll realize. Like, well, how do my kids know about this stuff and what kind of demands? Do you and your wife have set plans on how to raise kids? Like, have you discussed this stuff, or are you guys just out here shooting from the hip?
I think we're just shooting from the hip, trying not to mess up too bad. It was funny, one of the younger guys, you know, she was wearing headphones at the fireworks show, and I was like, hey, man, I'm responsible for her and her hearing, so I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure that she's going to be good. So that's kind of the parenting we're going with, is just hopefully we're doing the right things. I know I'm sure we're going to make some mistakes along the way, but, you know, hopefully we'll learn with number two, and number two will be better for it.
So when you're not playing baseball, what are some of the things you're into? Like, do you do any binge watching of Netflix shows, or do you have any shows or that you're really into?
You know, right now I'm kind of into the Yellowstone. That's a pretty good one.
That's the Kevin Costner thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's in its second season, third episode. That's really the only show I've really gotten into. I usually do get into quite a few shows, but I've been kind of busy with, you know, trying to keep up with the season and a little one and a little one to be, so.
Well, Chris, we certainly appreciate you taking the time to jump on with us. It's always great to catch up with you, and we're certainly happy for the kind of season you're having so far. And joining us now with a special gift chosen just for you is our own Ben Rogers.
Yeah, Chris, thanks, man. We appreciate it very much. Appreciate your time.
No problem, guys. Yeah. Appreciate having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.